two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Sports Saturday is proudly brought to you by SRE.com. This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans. For Cougar fans. It's Cougar Sports Saturday. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On your legacy home of BYU Sports. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Hour one in the books. Great stuff. We had Hans Olsen on. You can check that out on our podcast feed. He had some good takes. We talked a lot about the future of BYU football, and it's well worth a listen. BYU basketball plays a little later tonight. We touched on that as well, but BYU in San Francisco tonight, 9 p.m. right now. We want to stick with football, though. We asked on our KSL Sports Twitter page our Cougar Sports Saturday poll of the week. So this past week, Georgia wins the national championship, and that was awesome. I'm glad that game panned out the way it did, Mitch, just because it reminded me why I love college football so much. Anything can happen, and the storyline with Stetson Bennett, seeing him in tears as Georgia was taken back to pick six to ice the game, and his story is really an unbelievable one of being a walk-on, sharing a locker, going the JUCO route, coming back, was the starter. Then they bring in transfers, and then he gets relinquished to the bench but fights his way back up. It reminded me that I love college football, and then shortly after, you helped put out a piece on KSLSports.com as KSL Sports is getting into the way too early top 25.
Yes.
So we're asking you guys, the fans, should BYU football be ranked in the preseason poll? Mitch, do you believe BYU football should be ranked?
Yes, I think they should. I had BYU at number 23 in my preseason way too early ballot.
That's a little low.
It is a little bit low, maybe compared to what a lot of people would think, but my concerns still are on the defensive side. You heard it from Hans. The defensive line position is an area that needs to improve. I think the personnel, BYU starting 11 next year, I think will be really good. When you get Peyton Wilgar back, who just recently had a second surgery, Keenan Peely comes back, Chaz Ayu comes back, there's going to be a lot of personnel. I think that starting 11 is going to be really good. Tyler Batty comes back. Earl Tuioti Mariner might be the most underrated interior defensive lineman BYU has, but I just still have questions up front. Can they get to the quarterback? Even Hans has that question. I have that question. It's just defensively, there's so many questions, I think, scheme-wise for BYU in 2022, and I also think their schedule's a lot harder, too. Even though you only play five P5s, I think that it's a tougher slate. So, but I think that BYU warrants being in the preseason top 25 just on the sole fact that back-to-back 10-win seasons. That is enough to me to say they should be in the preseason top 25. What about you?
I had them 20 in that KSL Sports poll on my ballot. And now that I'm thinking about it, because right now 64% of you think they should be between 16 and 25. So on that back half of the top 25, I'm rethinking my own ballot. I actually think BYU should come in at 15, partly because of what they've done in the past, back-to-back 10-win seasons. But you mentioned all the players coming back, and then you got the continuity of the staff. I feel like if BYU had beaten UAB and they had an 11-win season, then I think a lot of people would have them at 15. And maybe that UAB game is holding them back a little bit, but there's too much talent coming back. And I had a hard time filling out this poll because there's just so many moving pieces. It's really quite ridiculous that we're even having this conversation and that this poll exists, because it can really hurt a team if they don't get the love that they deserve. But offensively, you lose Algier, but you have so many running backs in the stable. Jaren Hall was great. The wide receivers are good. You're bringing back tight ends. Mason Wake, Isaac Rex. The offensive line is loaded, and defensively, they weren't great in 2021, but there's so many people coming. I just feel like there's so many people coming back. The punter's coming back. The kicker's coming back. Everyone's coming back. I just feel like because of the 10-win seasons and so many starting experience, maybe they belong to be top 15. I think they do.
BYU checked in at number 18 on the KSL Sports Way Too Early Top 25. So that was a grouping of myself, you, and a bunch of other individuals who voted on the poll on our KSL Sports team. That also included the Zone Sports Network individuals. So BYU checks in at number 18, which I think, okay, you can make that argument for it. I mean, they could, you know, BYU deserves at a minimum to be ranked next year in the AP Top 25 poll going into the season. And, you know, I think that BYU is, because of their back-to-back 10-win seasons, they deserve that chance to be a preseason-ranked team. They haven't had that since 2009. That was the year when BYU was going in, or excuse, it was 2009 when they were coming in, getting ready to play Oklahoma off the heels of three straight 10-win seasons. So I think BYU deserves to be ranked. I think Kalani Sitake has built up a program that's gaining a little bit of attention nationally. I think they that loss to UAB, you're right, I think did derail a little bit more of the momentum. But I honestly look at that loss in retrospect and think it might be a good thing, because now this team's going to probably work harder. They're not going to just kind of sit back and feel good about themselves. Oh, 11 wins, we're on top of the world. Because that game, I don't think they were mentally in it. I don't think they respected the game in that one. I thought the effort was subpar, so they probably deserved that loss.
Oh, they totally deserved
the
loss.
They did. And now they come into the offseason ready to they can't be a soft football team. You know, BYU in certain games against Utah, Arizona State, they weren't soft. They played physical, the brand that Kalani Sitake wants to see. But I thought there was too many times when the injuries started to pile up where BYU was playing soft. And that's going to be the challenge for them this year against a schedule that, again, I feel could be really good. You think about some of the teams that BYU will face, they check in, many of these teams check in on the KSL Sports Way Too Early Top 25. Notre Dame, who's going to be playing BYU in Vegas, they check in at number 8. Utah's not on the schedule in 2022. They opted to play Florida instead. Baylor, that's going to be the home opener. They check in at number 12. Arkansas, number 14. So a lot of good teams on that BYU will face this year. Could be preseason top 25 teams as well.
It's a great schedule. And one thing that does interest me about this upcoming 2022 season is I think there's a real possibility with everyone you're bringing back, it's not inconceivable that you can make a run in a New Year's Six game. Because I think all it takes is an 11-1 season on the heels of back-to-back 10-win seasons. And look, maybe
do you think 11-1's possible with the schedule, though?
Yeah, I do. It's difficult, but look, Notre Dame's taking a step back, straight up. I know that they're bringing back most of their coaching staff, but they're going to have to break in a new quarterback, a new running back. It's just not going to be. It's not it's not a game where you look at it and say it's crazy. Oregon too is a team where before last season you thought, wow, that's going to be tough. Going to Oregon's going to be, well, they have a whole new staff. Their offense was a mess last year, a complete and utter mess. I think, and you get them fairly early. I think it's going to take Oregon a little while to regain their footing with a new coach. So I think Oregon's winnable. The game that I think is the least winnable is Arkansas, but that's at home.
Yeah.
So, and Baylor's at home. Baylor's really good too. Don't get me wrong.
They lose a lot though. Abram Smith, running back, number 7, he's gone.
Yeah, he ran all over BYU. He's gone. So, and that's at home too. So, and I think BYU, look, in that game against Baylor, BYU hung around for a little bit and then it got away from them. They were banged up. Baylor was significantly healthier. You get them week two. So, barring just a rash of bad luck in fall camp and in the opening game, you're going to be healthy for Baylor. So that's a really good sign. So, yeah, you can actually spin that schedule. Stanford's no good. That's it. They're no good, but it's still a Power 5 label. So you get a little spice at the end of the season, a good balance, Boise State in November as well. It's a road game too, so you get two road games in November against good quality football teams. 11-1 to put a cap to independent football would be phenomenal. You talk about the momentum needed to go into the Big 12. This is a great year to do that, and it's certainly possible.
I think what worries me with the schedule in 2022 is that you play nine consecutive games against teams that played in bowls in 2021, or at least qualified for bowl games. Some of the games got canceled. But that nine bowl-eligible teams, that's the highest in the independence era. And the two other FBS teams, week one, USF, which I think is going to be a sneaky game. I've been high on USF in 2022. I think they got Jeff Scott, who they gave a contract extension to. USF, with that quarterback McClain, they will be a tough out for BYU. And then Stanford, to cap off the season on Thanksgiving weekend, that's going to probably be a completely different team. Even though I'm not high on Stanford, I think that is a program that probably should have David Shaw in the hot seat. It's crazy to me that man's making $8 million a year, and that was the results they put out last season, three wins. I know that Tanner McKee, a former BYU recruit, kid that served a mission, he's a good prospect at QB, but it's just a really difficult schedule. And BYU, I have some questions about the depth defensively, because if you just get one injury, like that, we know now, if Keenan Peely goes down, if one key piece, like a Peyton Wilgar, goes down, the whole dynamic of the defense is just shot. And it's just, that's a problematic deal. And we haven't seen the defensive line able to create enough pressure consistently to make me think that this is going to, like, Oregon could line up Bo Nix, the former Auburn quarterback, who I don't think is that good. But he might have all the time in the world to drop back and just straight deal. That's my worry, I think, for BYU.
That's a fair worry. But on the flip side, I think BYU offense has a chance to be top 10 next year. So last year, it took a while for that thing to get going. Once it got going, they shot up the offensive rankings. But it wasn't like they were a top 10 offense all year long. I think they can return to that, which will help the defense. And then you talk about that meaty schedule with no breaks. Well, there's not as many Power 5 teams, and that's no disrespect to USF or to Wyoming, but I think there's some opportunities in the middle there, a Liberty and East Carolina, where, you're still playing football, but if your offense is humming and you're playing well, maybe you can reach into the depth and save people a little bit, which they weren't able to do at all in 2021.
Oh, they reached into it. George Southern, they reached in the depth, and it was kind of ugly that first quarter, man. You don't want to see reach into the depth.
I mean, from a year up, at USF, they had an opportunity to do that, and then they just stopped playing football, and USF came back into the game.
And that's my worry a little bit, too, with BYU, is that will they be a team that could just put the foot to the gas and just blow someone out? I don't know if it's in Aaron Roderick's mindset. He's a guy that he's willing to just take the 14-point win and look, hey, just get the win. I'm not calling out. You got to just get the win any way you can. But BYU in 2021, they didn't really blow out anyone. Like Georgia Southern,
no,
USC, no one. They didn't blow out anyone. I mean, it was hard to just completely pull away from teams. And I think that this schedule, there's just going to be a lot of tough games. Like Wyoming.
Wyoming, half their team is gone. They went into the portal.
That might be the easiest game. But Utah State's going to be tough. They got a transfer from Alabama at wide receiver.
Wyoming's quarterback.
it's pretty crazy. And he was impressive in their bowl game. So I just think that this schedule will be difficult. I look at it right now and would say 9-3. Anything more than that might be.
Where are your losses early?
I would say the losses would be Baylor, Notre Dame, and Arkansas. That would be the losses to me. Maybe Boise State too. But I think Boise State's
8-4?
I think Boise State's trending down. I think the best days of Boise football are long gone, in my opinion.
We'll take the break here in Cougar Sports Saturday. Hey, look, it's January 15th, so we're gonna have a long time to talk about this schedule and prognosticate about what is gonna happen in the fall.
7.5 months. We're not that far. Just around the corner. I can map it out. We could break it down. Spring football, March.
Oh, geez.
Preseason magazines. Media day. It'll be here before we know it.
We'll take the break on the other side. There's a quarterback from sunny Los Angeles in the transfer portal. We'll get the latest on him and if BYU's in the mix for a former Utah high school quarterback product. Back after this.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.